everything's running smoothly.
Oh, it sure is. Smooth as satin. This guy across the hall, across the line, that's Peter T. Swain. The T stands for TikTok. TikTok! Less than 3 days away. Less than, like, what, 50 hours, 55 hours from your Super Bowl, Pete?
Yeah, it is 50 hours or so based upon the hourglass that I have in my room. The sand
is slowly falling
down. And when it runs out, the Super Bowl kickoff, 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. It's a good day to be in Kansas City. And here on the KC Morning Show, the Friday edition, of course, presented by Charlie Hustle. The
God, you just sold that so well. God, I haven't seen you a couple of days, but man, you just, that was just professionalism at its best. At its
Peter
finest,
C.
even.
Peter C. Sweeney, the C is for consummate professional. It is, if you're getting up in Kansas City, I mean, good luck. I mean, you're not in Miami weather like your boy. It is in the high 20s with the real feel. Gets into the 30s this afternoon, so it'll warm up a little bit, but you're still putting on a jacket or two in KC.
Not the best of real feels, usually.
My high is 79, low is 70 today, and should be sunny on Sunday here for the Super Bowl. High of 70, low of 54, so beautiful day. Miami, the stadium, it is an open stadium, so there's a big gaping hole in the middle of it. So
that's what she said.
Yeah, game starts at 6:30 local time. I imagine it'll be a little dusky by that point. Quickly turn tonight, but yeah, should be comfortable for some football on Sunday, baby.
So how we doing, man? You are now actually in Miami, broadcasting live from Miami.
Yeah,
FL.
Just wanna. You know, what I just got to apologize to my cam and the KC Morning host for Wednesday. I misunderstood the schedule.
Oh, anyway. Did you? Is that what happened? Is that what it was?
I had to get up earlier than I thought. The bus here was 6:00 local time, which means
that's not even. Listen, man, I gave you that text. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. What kind of bus? I was at that stadium not 6 months ago. There was not a single shuttle before 8 a.m. So I know this is a lie. This whole I gotta catch a bus by 5. BS.
Yeah, I had to catch the bus by 6, actually, 5 local time. And I didn't want to, you know, I know Hartzell needs his beauty sleep. I didn't want to have to do your show 3 to 4 in Kansas City. Really, I don't know if Wednesday is necessarily all my fault. I'll take about 10% of the blame. 90% has to do with the time change. If we were on the same time, we would be fine.
I'm going to take back everything I said. Professional Pete, not anymore. Not anymore.
Why do different places have different time anyway? Everyone should be on the same time.
Are you doing a what's the deal with the time? Is that what you're doing right now?
I don't know. I just don't understand. Forget
what's,
time, though.
What's the deal with the time?
Here's what I'll say, and listen to this. Time zone, schmime zones. That's not what I've come to.
Pete, give me a letter. I missed you on Wednesday. Give me a letter.
Q.
Q?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah, shove it up your ass.
Peter Q. Swain, the Q stands for questions. I have so many questions to ask you concerning the Super Bowl because this Sunday, our Kansas City Chiefs. We've been talking about them. We've been leading with Chiefs up until Super Bowl. It's here, man. It's here. It's here, baby.
No, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, we're ready here in Miami. I really think it should be a good game. What's interesting about this is Las Vegas has the spread right now at 1 point.
Still?
Which means,
I thought they haven't moved that at all?
No, it never moved.
Wow,
so even the people that are supposed to know about what's happening in this game have no clue. So that's the type of thing we're dealing with. It should be fun. This is certainly the best team the Chiefs have played in the playoffs. The 49ers are really good. And what's interesting is a lot of people are picking the Niners.
I have noticed that. I think the shift this week has been from us to San Fran. And I'm not sure what has changed in the week and a half we've been gone. But I actually kind of like it. You know what? Yeah, I'll take that pressure off of us. Because then when Pat does his thing, you know what? We told you so.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just think like the national people have forgotten about what Patrick Mahomes was able to do when he was healthy last year. And his numbers suffered this year because he wasn't as healthy, but he is now. And so I just think it's gotten lost. I really do. I just don't think for the majority of the year they were playing that well. Like, I just don't think they were all clicking. And they only lost four games the whole year.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show. So while they are playing well, I'm picking a blowout on Sunday to an extent.
Whoa, easy. Wait, what are you next to? Knock on wood. Immediately. What are you doing? What are you saying?
42-28 Chiefs, I think, in this game.
I don't think I've heard it take that bold. I haven't heard a prediction that bold yet.
I don't think it's even that bold. I just don't, like I said, I just think the entire world has forgotten that Patrick Mahomes makes good defenses look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just gotten lost in this week.
At the end of the day, it's one of those, you know, what's that greater than, less than sign? You've got Jimmy G, less than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, good way to remember that, Hartzell, for you is it kind of looks like an L, the less than, because it's going that direction. So there you go.
Okay.
If you want to write it later on like a notebook or something.
Listen, I didn't finish college, but I went for a little bit, all right? So leave me alone.
I know that I know with the 96.5 The Buzz, they like to draw a marker on the bathroom stall. So, by the way, I've been having some mojitos. I've been going out and taking in Miami. I was offered to do a few things last night, but I opted to just have a little steak and vino for the sueno.
Hold on. You were offered to do some things, Pete. Listen, you're working, man. This is a work trip, okay?
Right.
Per diem doesn't cover.
No days off. No days off. I've had a Cuban sandwich, which has been good. I've been souped up on Cuban coffee. I went out the other night. I got some fish. I love seafood, and I live in Kansas City. Like, no offense to Kansas City, but there's no way it's ever fresh.
Whenever
I get to a coast, I go all out. So I was able to get some seafood, some shrimp the other night, which I was pumped about.
Saturday night, you're now preparing. You're going to set your alarm, set like five alarms. What's going to be my meal before it's time to go to work? What are you going to do?
Maybe I'll try to figure out a place around here that serves some good meatloaf. You know, just a little bit of that comfort food. Whipped mashed potatoes with some peat loaf, baby.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. It all makes sense now. What a long con. I walked right into that, didn't I? Wow. I will follow you into the dark. Okay.
You don't have the hearts for that, do you?
Oh, boy. You just doubled down. All right. You know what? This isn't nice, because usually when you're here with me in the studio, I can look at you and I can say, oh, okay, he's about to be on some of that bull. He's about to do that. But now you are thousands of miles away. That's okay. I'll take my L because I miss you too, Pete. I didn't hear you say that, but I miss you too. I'm sure you were going to say that next.
Yeah, that is mutual for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we go into the quick hit here, I'm seeing the weekend looks pretty good in Kansas City. I mean, it's not Miami, no offense, but on Sunday here for the Super Bowl, it's high 66, low of 41.
Right.
I mean, you can wear a sleeveless shirt if you want.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, tell us something we don't know. Yeah, we're really pushing to get to that 69. How nice would that be? How nice would that be on Super Bowl Sunday to get that 69? You know what I'm saying?
Certainly.
Jafiel. All right. Well, we got a nice little show for you. We try to make up for lost time on Wednesday. This is your KC Morning Show, brought to you by Charlie Hustle, KCMS20 for 20% off. Sean is joining us on the show, Pete. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. Have you listened to this? Have you listened to the audio yet?
Shedwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big fan of Shedwards.
We have really come such a long way this week, because I got you right now on the line from Miami, and I chatted with Sean yesterday. That dude was in London.
This is a global show.
It's global.
It does say KC Morning Show, but really what it should be is the Global Morning Show.
It really is.
With myself, Hartzell, and Shedwards. And shout out to Shedwards, because I'm overseas right now. They're worried all about the coronavirus. So prayers up, and let's make sure that he comes back in one piece.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate that pump up, Coach. So I feel like all of us have heard little bits of this story. I'm sure you know more than most because of what you do for a living. But we've all heard the story about Super Bowl I, okay? Chiefs versus Packers.
In Los Angeles, the first Super Bowl game puts the Packers against the Chiefs.
When the game was held in 1967,
Nobody thought that Super Bowl I would become the event that it is today.
This first meeting between the champs of the NFL and the AFL.
It's disbelief, knowing what the game has become. And they did what with it? They taped over it?
The first broadcast, what every single American saw.
It was actually taped over purposefully with soap operas.
The days of our lives.
VHS or beta wasn't available to people at that time. Both copies from two separate entities felt it wasn't worthy of keeping and erased them.
This game meant so much.
No, I have to say, I am more of a Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful kind of guy.
See, I do like Days of Our Lives. My close friend and colleague, Good Morning Football host, Kyle Brand, was on Days of Our Lives, so I would be probably a little bit more favorable of that. I know my mother used to watch Days of Our Lives, so shout out to Days.
I didn't know you knew such famous people.
Yeah.
You got that soap opera connection?
He was on Days of Our Lives. Now he does GMFB. We're more friends from the football side of it. But yeah, friend of the show.
So two Utah documentary filmmakers, they are out to try to bring this footage to life. They want to do a documentary, which I am super excited to see if they can make it work. Their initial goal, they set up a Kickstarter. And one of the guys, Jeffrey Kuhn, who is one of the two guys behind this project, he's actually known for his work on Napoleon Dynamite. So there you go.
Classic.
Classic. A staple in the Sween video library.
That's right.
So they started Kickstarter.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. Pedro Pete.
That's right.
It's too easy. It's just too easy. So the guys set up a Kickstarter. Their initial goal was $50,000. That would be enough to produce a documentary, you know, a little bit on the lower scale. They would like to raise as much as $1.5 million, which would be a full-on film, and they would actually be able to maybe even make a push to acquire the rights. Right now, the footage that they do have from that first game is few and far between, and it's being held up by the NFL because, of course, it is. But I hope they can put this together, because how cool would it be to watch that? I love those NFL film documentaries, so I would be a sucker for all this. Like, I would just probably put this on repeat.
The Chiefs lost that game.
We did. But still, the history, man. God, are you not a student of the history?
I just would prefer to watch four, which we know is a victory for the good guys.
I'm excited. I'm in Super Bowl fever, man. If it's got Chiefs or Super Bowl in it, I am here for everything.
You go into the Hy-Vee to watch Super Bowl Sunday?
I haven't decided yet. I actually don't. As of right now, I don't have plans for the game, which is kind of blasphemy the Friday before. But yeah, I know. I know. I'm an idiot. So on that note, tell me something I don't know. Let's talk Chiefs, Pete. Take me to Chiefs.
All right, here we go. I'll give you a little preview here for our KC Morning Host. The Kansas City Chiefs play the San Francisco 49ers Sunday, 5:30 p.m. local time. Plenty of watch parties going on in Kansas City. I'm not going to list off the watch parties. If you want to find one, just go online. There's the internet.
They're talking like 20,000 people at Power and Light.
Yeah. They've apparently shut down Grand Boulevard, ready to go. I'm sure there'll be cameras there to show on the game broadcast. So say hi to me if you want. I'll be watching in the press box.
Ain't nobody concerned with you.
The Chiefs enter the game nearly 50 years to the date of their last Super Bowl appearance. So January 11th, 1970 was Super Bowl IV. If the Chiefs are able to pull it off, they will win their first world championship in five decades. So it's a lifetime of people. If the Chiefs win, Pat Mahomes would become the second youngest quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl, only to Ben Roethlisberger back a few years back. It's really of a battle of offensive minds. It's a young gun in Kyle Shanahan versus the old guard in Andy Reid. Shanahan has Jimmy Garoppolo, so he likes to make use of his running backs. Garoppolo not necessarily as talented. Chiefs have Mahomes, and they like to air it out. Some interesting matchups I find in this game, and I'll give you three here.
Give him
Travis Kelce versus George Kittle. Everybody in Kansas City knows Kelce. George Kittle is this up-and-coming tight end. He is kind of like Travis Kelce. The PFF, which is called Pro Football Focus, they named him like the most dominant player since they've started doing it as far as a season. So he's one to watch. Which tight end is better? Dee Ford used to be on the Chiefs. Remember, he was the one who was offsides last year when the Chiefs were supposed to go to the Super Bowl. he is in a little bit of a war of words with Frank Clark. Clark said he's not too fond of Ford. Clark said this week it was ridiculous that he was on offsides in such an important time. So I think Ford and Clark and who plays better, you know, D. Ford is going to want to get to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
As it's, the Chiefs traded him. They traded him away before the season started, and they chose Frank Clark. So there is a chance that Ford ends up blowing this for the Chiefs. And if he does, and he comes out and has a big game and is like a real reason the 49ers win the Super Bowl, I would go as far as to say D. Ford may become the most hated NFL player across the board in Kansas City.
Yes, yes, he will.
Taking that crown from my guy, Tom Brady. Tyreek Hill versus Richard Sherman.
You're on the record saying that. I hope you know that, right? I'm going to pull this audio. You said that.
Tyreek Hill versus Richard Sherman, I think, is another one. Richard Sherman's that loud, bombastic cornerback for the 49ers, never afraid to get into a battle of words online, whether it be Twitter or in person. And he's been on the camera screaming into the TV before. And so Tyreek Hill versus Richard Sherman. Last year, Sherman had some struggles with Hill, and Hill is obviously one of the better wide receivers in the National Football League. Everyone knows him in Kansas City because of his speed. And then, of course, we had some hot quotes this week. Let's start with Kansas City's hero and own son, Patrick Mahomes. Here's why he thinks the Kansas City Chiefs have been a fit.
It was the people. The people are what really drew me to Kansas City and what I hope I get to play there the rest of my career now. I mean, just the people and how they accept you, how they care about you more as a person than they do as a player, and how much passion that they have for the Kansas City Chiefs is special.
Yeah, as you can imagine, people are really excited about that quote. Just saying that because of the Kansas City people, he wants to be there for his entire career.
Did you cry? Because I cried.
I didn't cry, no.
In fact, I wept. Tears of joy.
Yeah. Mahomes is only 24, so the fact that he wants to stay in KC for his entire career is a good sign for the future of the Chiefs, because as long as he's playing, a Super Bowl is always going to be possible in Kansas City. Chris Jones, I talked to Chris Jones. His contract is up after this game. He's a fan favorite. They let the contract sort of run out here. So I asked him whether he wanted to stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's always been a plan. I try not to think about it because, you know, the business side of it. That's why I don't really talk about it. I don't think about it. I just focus on the season, and I let my agents handle that.
You have a desire that you want to stay.
1,000%. The fans know how much I love Kansas City. You know, the fans see the type of passion I play with. They see my passion for staying in Kansas City, and they see how I interact with them. They know that I want to stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, so the Chiefs went out and got Frank Clark, and they paid him, and he wasn't even on the Chiefs, and Chris Jones has been having great years for the Chiefs since they drafted him 4 years ago, led by last year, 15.5 sacks, led the team in sacks this year. And he's going to demand a lot of money. The problem is the Chiefs are going to have to pay Mahomes, which you sort of just heard about there. And so how they can fit all these guys under the cap remains to be seen. Wide receiver Sammy Watkins said yesterday he may be willing to take a pay cut or may go as far as to sit out a year. Who
That's
knows?
The thing, right? The Mahomes effect. People are going to take a little bit of a cut just so they can play with Pat.
People like winning championships, and I think a lot of NFL players, they certainly want their money, but if you can guarantee that they can play in Super Bowls, that does change the game and moves the needle. Last sound for you before we move on. Head coach Andy Reid's looking to win his first Super Bowl as a head coach. He has 221 career wins, including the postseason. Only 5 coaches in the history of the NFL have more wins than that. Reid is known for his sense of humor, and on Thursday, he compared his grandchildren to Chinese food.
Those 9 grandkids are awesome. So they keep you young, and at the same time, make you feel old. It's kind of like sweet and sour pork.
So there you go.
That's
Andy
just
Reid.
some of the best analogy I think I've ever heard. But that he painted a picture. Andy, who would have thought that man was such a wordsmith, right? Who would have thought?
No, I mean I know exactly what he's talking about.
That's the thing. I think everyone that heard that quote knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, I as a 30-year-old now, sometimes like being in Miami out with my friends, you know, and then me getting tired, it does make me feel young. And then, yeah, it does make me feel old, and I get tired a little bit earlier. So, yeah, that to me is just like sweet and sour pork. And The guy is wise beyond his years. I mean, he's 60 years old. Hopefully we get at least another 40, 50 years of some of these Andyisms. But he's thinking about his grandchildren. He's thinking about Chinese food entering the biggest game of his life. And it happens 5:30 on Sunday.
You said a really good thing a couple of weeks ago, how this team reminds me of that 2014 Royals team. And it's just everyone on this squad is so likable, from Andy down to special teams. Like, everyone just seems to be, they seem to be bought in, and it's hard not to want to root for these guys.
Yeah, they all really like each other, and I think that's like a cool part of it. And a credit to Andy Reid, who too, like, and I heard this last night, I went to one of these like shows that they're doing for the NFL. I'm a big fan of the Around the NFL podcast, and I heard this last night where Andy Reid, he gives off the vibe of like one of these younger coaches. Like, he changes each year. He adds new plays. Like, he'll dive into the college ranks to get new concepts to keep up with everybody else. And then he lets these guys kind of be who they are, which is why Tyrann Mathieu's become a big personality, Patrick Mahomes. It's just a very, very young mentality. And Andy Reid's 60 years old. So to have... I mean, look, we're around our parents, we're around our grandchildren, or I'm sorry, our grandparents, and you can see, like, how, like, they just get out of touch, where, like, they don't understand about cell phones or computers. So Andy Reid is right around that age. You see he has 9 grandchildren, and he has just managed to innovate himself, and just the willingness to adapt as time has gone on. And, again, that's why he's, like, among the 5 or 6 best coaches all time in the NFL.
One more time, Pete, give us that prediction before we move on to the other news. What do you got?
Are you going
to
lock in? Are you locking in a prediction? That's my question first.
Am I going to lock in mine? No. I'm going to lock in yours first, then we'll get to mine. You said it before, but I want to make sure we have it on the record, and then I'll get to mine. Then I'll do mine.
I tend to think, like I said, I just tend to think people are overlooking just how damn good Patrick Mahomes is. I think he takes over this game in the third quarter. I think the Chiefs win 42-28.
42-28. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say 35-27. Chiefs.
You got the Niners? Okay.
Shut up. Don't you put that on me. Don't you put that on me on this KC morning show. As I know you've already said you're a fan of Tom Brady, don't put that on me. All right? You've already said too much on this show.
I like Tom Brady and what he's been able to do. I'm not a Patriots person.
I'm just a fan of good football. I'm just a purist of
that's
the
right.
game. Okay,
Pete. That's right.
All right.
I like 6 championships speak for themselves. I mean, the guy walks around, he's got 3 rings for each finger.
Peter P. Sween, the P stands for pretentious. That's what that means.
Okay.
All right, Pete. Let's do a quick sweep, and then we'll knock out all my bullshit news. Does that work for you?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Pete, do you want to do this with me? I know even from afar, we can hit him with some of this this sweaty, passionate news. Shall we do the news?
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Presented by Charlie Hustle. This your KC Morning Show. We're doing that hot, sweaty, passionate
news.
All right, Pete. You know how this is. It's time for them to give them what they want, Pete. Break them off that freestyle. Let's go.
Here we go. Rocket in the blues. Don't sit down. Put on the news.
Oh, no. I'm
going to
give you a do-over. And here's the thing. I'm going to give you a do-over because I didn't give you a beat. And that's on me. Okay? And just in time for the horns to come in and the opera singers, I'm going to do it again. All right, here we go. 5, 6. 5, 6. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go, Pete. Go,
when
Pete.
When it is cold and you have the blues, gather up the meat and make some stews. Chomping on the news.
Make some stew. Chomping on the news. Man, this was not it for you today.
That second one, I was feeling that second one.
You didn't bring it today. It's disappointing, yeah, well, actually.
I think it was good.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a redemption chance later on in the show, because that was
break you off a little of that Pete loaf.
Oh man, God, you know what? You sound just like impeachment. You talk a big game, and then when push comes to shove, you are all sizzle and no steak.
Lamar Alexander says he will vote to deny additional witnesses to testify in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. On the flip side, Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins and Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney say they will vote in favor of witnesses.
If Romney and Murkowski decide to vote to move on to that question of witnesses, we would have a tie vote. And, you know, based on the rules of procedure and
Chief
practice,
Justice Roberts would have to?
Well, he could weigh in.
Weigh in?
That's the thing. He could, and he doesn't have to. If he doesn't weigh in and he decides to use that discretion, then the motion fails.
It fails.
It fails.
If there's a tie vote,
50-50,
it fails.
50-50, tie vote fails.
So it's one of those situations. It's like the end of the NFL regular season. Yeah, you've got that team that's on the bubble. There's lots of different outcomes that could be a thing. And that's kind of what happened this week with impeachment. We thought we were going to get witnesses. We thought the big one was going to be John Bolton, because he's got this book coming out that's got some rather scathing allegations. I mean, honestly, it's the heart of the whole impeachment dealio. So we thought that was going to happen. Then McConnell, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He got all of his troops in line. So now we're probably not going to see anything. And the defense was that it was perfect. And now it wasn't so perfect, but it wasn't impeachable. It's just, it's a mess. So we had about four or five. It's a handful of senators who you think maybe they're on the bubble, who will want to see some witnesses, maybe see some more evidence. They do not. So, you know, what even is a trial? Pete, you'll love this, man. This thing could be wrapped up by today. This thing could be wrapped up by tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the effort, and I think, like, you know, you always hope that the checks and balances system works, but man, it's starting to feel like this was just like a colossal waste of time.
I mean, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, because I've seen just about every minute of this entire impeachment, everything. Man, just facts only. What are we doing? So, you know what? Take this to the ballot box, all right? Take all this and do what you do in November, because oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Did you see this on the show sheet? I put Pothole Palooza. I was going to see Star Wars on Wednesday.
Nice.
This is my 10th round of seeing Star Wars. In fact, I think I mentioned it on the show on Monday. So I'm driving on Ward Parkway, which if y'all have driven on Ward Parkway just any time recently, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now it's affecting me. Now these potholes are standing in the way of me and Star Wars, and that is unacceptable, Pete.
At this intersection, we've counted 6 hubcaps here on the sides of the road.
A lot of these are on our cruise radar. It's just a matter of being able to get to it with the volume of calls that we're receiving.
The city has 12 trucks and crews answering calls, but requests this January are higher than last year, and street funding just isn't there.
Really will help with the long-term pothole problem is making sure we're resurfacing our roadways and being as strategic as possible with that program.
Street preservation gets $16 million this year. The city estimates it actually needs about $45 million to maintain its streets.
I don't care how much it costs. Pay them. I don't care. Blank check. Pay them. Who do I need to yell at? Because we are holding up these potholes by Band-Aids, and it's not working.
I just don't think there's enough crews in Kansas City. I mean, you know, you heard the sound. Just seems like they need more. I mean, I don't know if that's built in with tax dollars or how it all works, but yeah. I mean, this was a problem last winter. This wasn't the thing that annoys me occasionally, like with MoDOT and whatever, is like a lot of this stuff is not a surprise. Like it says in the forecast it's going to snow. How are we sometimes caught off guard? We saw what happened last year, and then the same thing is happening this year, and it's a huge problem, you know? And so again, you hope they get it figured out. I think you kind of buried the lead of this story. Why are you seeing Star Wars 10 times?
I've noticed that when you don't like movies, if you go see it a bunch of times, you end up just getting broken down enough that you just end up liking it. So that's where I'm at. I'm about maybe five more views away from feeling good about this movie.
You're forcing yourself to like it, is what I'm hearing.
Did you do that? Was that a forced joke on purpose?
No. Well, I mean, you kind of ran into it, and good for me. Good for me for doing it. But yeah, no, you don't have to like it, man.
No, I have to. Like when you've had when you
no, it's all right, man.
No, I'm invested, listen, man. I have.
It's not your fault.
I have two arm sleeves. I got too many tattoos. I've spent way too much money. I have to like this movie, and there's things to like. And no, we're not doing this now. We're not, because I was about to go on a rabbit hole. We're not doing this right now. Okay, but staying on brand, let's wrap it up with this. We'll do. You want to do some downtown baseball, Pete?
Love downtown baseball.
All right, let's do this one.
We are getting our first look at Pendulum Studios' first vision of a downtown Royals ballpark. Their renderings show a monster scoreboard, a barbecue-centric theme, dog park, sky pool, food hall, and housing along the eastern boundary to act as a sound barrier to 71 Highway. With a new Royals owner, Pendulum owner Jonathan Cole asked his team to design what could be if the Royals ever decide to make the move downtown.
And I challenged them with all the talk that's been going on about, you know, the possibility of Royals downtown. We decided to take a swing at it.
All right, so Kauffman Stadium, that lease expires in 11 years. And this has been the debate for ever, as long as I can remember. Should we move a stadium, a ballpark? Should we build one downtown? Do we do both the Royals and the Chiefs? Do we just do the Royals? And so this firm, it's called Pendulum, they put together a rendering of what they consider to be the future of Royal Stadium and what they think downtown, or I guess the future of Kauffman Stadium, if they would decide to keep the name. What do you think, Pete? Truman Sports Complex, Kauffman Stadium, 47 years young. I think I can go either way. Where are you at on this?
I think a downtown stadium would be nice. I think it is going to happen in Kansas City eventually, whether we like it or not. What I would really like to see is this streetcar expanded to go to places, all like the hot places, where so you could take a streetcar potentially to the Truman Sports Complex, because then you could sort of just keep it over there, you know,
well, and kind of. I think the workaround. I think you keep Arrowhead out there, and right. I've been to too many ballparks now, and you got to put it downtown. You got to. Part of the whole atmosphere of going to a game is having like the bar hopping downtown after you get out of the game. And
it helps the economy too, because you help businesses down there. Like there wouldn't be really buzz maybe for certain places on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, but you have the game. So there's people that are going to spots. And yeah, I think it'd be nice. Again, it just depends on how this is paid for. You know, I think that's a big part of it that you hope to see.
They're talking about having it on 12th and Cherry downtown, which right now it's on that corner. It's just basically just parking space right now, or just basically an empty lot. But you know what? I got to give credit to these folks, Pendulum. What a hustle. What a long con. They're just going, hey, you know what, guys? Just, you know, we put some things together. Pro bono, it's on us. If you want to maybe give us a call back in 11 or so years, just you know, don't forget about us. You know, just maybe give us a call. Maybe just think about us. What a play. What a flex. Yeah. I love that.
11 years from now, you might be able to put on a virtual reality head and walk in the stadium before they build it.
Listen, the possibilities are endless. So Pendulum, this is the tip of the cap. Game recognized game. Well done.
A swing of the pendulum, if you will.
I'm going to move on so fast from that. I'm going to move on so fast from that.
Let that stew the news.
Let's wrap it up with this. It's a Friday. We got to talk about concert announcements. This weekend, some shows going on in town. Let me pull this back up. Cirque du Soleil. That's happening at the Sprint Center. Is that tomorrow? Yeah. When I was young, Ambrosia at the Ameristar. Have you been to a show at Ameristar? It's very funny.
I think maybe not.
It's not a bad little venue. It's just always, it's an interesting time in there. Let's see. We got Granger Smith. I don't know who or what that is. Is that country? I couldn't tell you.
Granger Smith?
Yeah. You know him? Who's this fella?
I'm a big Granger Smith fan. I love his song Home Home on the Grange is a good one.
Well, I'm playing the Lumineers in the background right now. Pete can't actually hear any of this.
I do love this song.
Oh, do you? Can you hear it? Because you definitely can't. That's fine, though.
I do love it. Yes, it is Ho Hey. And
you were close. I almost went Ho Hey. I went Ophelia instead. I thought about it.
Oh, Ophelia. Oh, Ophelia.
Look at that. The Lumineers is going to be at the Sprint Center. That was announced on Wednesday, I believe. September 15th at the Sprint Center.
You're going to get us tickets to this show?
I am, because I love the Lumineers. And the last time they were at Sprint Center, it was one of the best shows of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was not there that time, but
I didn't know you back
then. I'm assuming.
That was the good old days before I knew you.
Whoa, I don't know if I'd go down that route, but okay, that's fine.
Get your tickets for the Lumineers at Sprint Center. Again, September 15th. Get those tickets at 965thebuzz.com. Yeah, I love you.
That's all she wrote. Okay, that's September. Okay, right now it's my calendar. September 5th, Sween.
September Sween. And with that, Pete, let's take a break. I got Sean queued up. We're going to play that. You got Flicks on Friday. But also, we gotta say hi to some friends real quick. So let's take a break. It's your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, Pete.
Yep.
What you wearing right now? What you got on?
I'm naked.
Oh, yeah? Oh yeah, maybe you should put a shirt on, huh? Maybe you should put a Charlie Hustle shirt on because nobody's trying to see that.
If you go online right now and you go to Charlie Hustle, they have a number of Kansas City Chiefs shirts available for purchase, and you could use our code KCMS20.
Did you bring a shirt with you to Miami?
I might have.
I know you're not supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to be impartial, kind of sort of.
Right.
But I know, you know, you gotta rock that KC swag.
Yeah, they have this really great shirt, Showtime in Miami, and you can be the coolest looking person at your Super Bowl party. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Now that in Miami Super Bowl weekend, you pop with that.
Yes, that plays for sure. Maybe you throw on a little bit of a plaid shirt around it.
No, pink one or something.
Yeah.
Why is your default always plaid, man?
Yeah, man, it's just you gotta
come on.
Comfy, yeah, you gotta feel comfy, and that's something that I always like to be in my flannels, and they pair well with a 20% off Charlie Hustle shirt by using KCMS20 Fridays. On the KC Morning Show, of course, presented by our friends at Charlie Hustle.
Thanks, friends. They're the best. It's been a lot of fun. And one more time, Pete, give them that code. Give them that.
KC.
Give them that KC Morning Show code.
KCMS20. KCMS20.
The KC Morning Show.
My man is back. You've been traveling like the international man of mystery. Sean Edwards, back on your KC Morning Show. Fox 4 film critic, Sean Edwards. How you been, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? You said back. Did I miss a week?
Yes, you missed a week.
This was
the first LA trip. How many LA trips you gonna go to?
In 2020.
Uh-huh.
Probably, generally, I average about 40 trips to LA a year.
All right, let me follow up this with a second question. How many of these LA trips you gonna go on without me? Because I'm starting to get upset.
None, man. Let's go, man.
I thought we had a plan.
I'm there every week, man. Let's go, man.
First LA trip, which I think was that the African American Films?
Yeah. I had to go out and do the African American Film Critics Association Award.
How was that? Dope. Fill me in. Tell me about it.
It was great, man. It was, you know, it's great, man. It's an industry thing, but there's always a lot of love in the room.
Yeah.
Us won Best Picture. Lupita Nyong'o won Best Actress. Eddie Murphy won Best Actor. Jordan Peele, who is my man, won Best Director. We actually had a long conversation backstage. He's quickly becoming like one of my best, like genuinely one of my best friends in LA. Like he's really, really cool. I had a chance to introduce him to my boss, Deion Taylor. And we were just all sitting backstage like film geeks just talking about
movies. Is that the best part of it? Like, I know you like going to shows. I know you like hosting stuff. I know you like writing books.
That's the best part is, like, I'm a film geek, and I get to be a film geek with the best film geeks on the planet.
Right.
Like, I'm having conversations about film and nuance and theory and future projects with, like, Jordan Peele, like, we're old high school buddies. I mean, that's dope. That's
Did you
priceless.
Ever have what was that? What was that learning curve? Because I say to my friends all the times, I met bands and all that, and like they are a little bit more relatable. But if I had to meet Prince, I wouldn't know what to do. Like we lived in totally different lives. You know, was that?
No. But you know what I found out though, when you meet people that you looked up to for years, you just talk. Like you just. Man, you just like some of the best conversations I've had with people that I've looked up to is you just talk, man. You just talk about regular stuff, and then the rest just kind of like happens, man. You just talk. Like one of the best conversations I ever had was with James Cameron one time,
and
we were talking about regular shit. Like we were just talking about Tiger Woods losing a tournament and. Like girls be tripping and stuff like, you know.
Man, I want to hear have been a fly on the wall to hear about James Cameron talking about how girls be tripping. I would love to have been there for that.
We straight up had a great conversation about love, life, and relationships with James Cameron. It was very interesting. Because like when you meet people in person, it's something about meeting someone one-on-one where once they feel a vibe with you, no matter how famous they are, if they connect with you, they'll tell you anything. It's like, it's the most amazing thing because there's no barrier. Except I wasn't coming at him like a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
It was just two dudes like just having a man-to-man conversation about like life.
I could tell you had some legitimate fun this last time.
Yeah. No, it was great. No, it's like, you know, you have fun all the time, but it's the African American Film Critics Association. So there was like this sort of like black church love in the room.
It's like a big old, it's like we at the barbershop. It's like you got the whole crew at the barbershop.
Yes.
Everybody's there.
No, exactly. You know, like the Golden Globes and the Oscars and Critics' Choice are one thing, but the African American Film Critics Association is straight up church.
I love that. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, the screening room. What days are that? Is that every Fridays? And is it?
The screening was on Friday, and then we got interviews on Thursdays and Wednesdays, and we got home entertainment on Tuesdays.
You just stays bringing content.
It's every day. Just, you know, Fox 4, number one in the city with entertainment content.
So what are we going to talk about this week? What's what you been watching?
I missed the gentleman. I got to talk about the gentleman.
It's beautiful cinema.
Matthew McConaughey is at his brilliant best.
When the lion's hungry, he eats.
Charlie Hunnam gives the performance of his career. Michelle Dockery is a powerhouse, revelatory, and captivating.
Deal with it.
Henry Golding is menacingly cool.
I'm gonna take it all.
Top honors go to Colin Farrell.
Enjoy the show.
And a scene-stealing performance from Hugh Grant.
He's warming up now, isn't he?
The Gentleman, rated R, now playing in theaters.
I'm a huge Matthew McConaughey fan. Like, I'm just a huge Matthew McConaughey fan. I'm a huge Guy Ritchie fan.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was just vintage Guy Ritchie. And if you're listening and you don't understand what I mean when I say it was vintage Guy Ritchie, then this movie is not meant for you. I can't break it down any more simpler. It's fun. It's dumb, it's entertaining, but it's worth every penny you spend on it.
But it's a good kind of dumb. Does that make any sense?
Like it's great dumb. It is really funny, and Hugh Grant's amazing.
All right, so The Gentleman, we like that one.
It's scary slow.
Is that how is this like the dead time, like post-Christmas?
Sometimes, some years, to be fair, some years, yes. It just seems a little more slow than normal. But, I mean, it's like that. It just gives people more time to catch up with movies like 1917, mm-hmm. Parasite, The Gentleman.
Star Wars is still in theaters. Yeah. Went and saw it for round 10 was last night, Sean. I want you to know that.
Oh, man.
When is Birds of Prey coming out? Is that this week or next week?
February 7th.
February 7th. Okay, now are you doing anything with that?
I can't do a full review on it. I went to the world premiere last night in London. I'm actually here in London right now.
Whoa, you didn't tell me that. I thought you were like in LA.
No. I'm in London.
Hold on. I need you to realize that you are part of the first ever international call on your KC Morning Show.
There we go.
I just need to be said now. Oh, wow. Woo, you know what?
Yeah, no. I went to the exclusive world premiere. Yeah, I went to the exclusive world premiere of Birds of Prey last night, the Harley Quinn movie starring Margot Robbie, who is my one and only true love. People ask me this question all the time if I'm ever starstruck. Uh-huh. I was totally starstruck last night. Got a chance to hang out with her on the red carpet and at the after party. She's dope. I actually met her about 4 years ago. When did Wolf of Wall Street come out? She was so new to the game. I met her at the Critics' Choice Awards, and the show was over, and people were hanging out. And so I was with my date, and we were standing around. We're like, what are we going to do next? And she was like, where do you guys want to go? I'm like, where are you going? Let's go. And like, that's how new she was. She was asking me where the after party was at, and was like willing to go and hang out. She's a megastar, but she's dope, man. She stars and produces this movie. I can't give it away, but I will say I was thoroughly entertained. There's a lot going on.
Prequel, sequel, what are we doing here? What is it?
It's basically a Harley Quinn origin story, but the bulk of the movie happens post Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
It works. What's your favorite all-time Super Bowl halftime performance?
Favorite, man. I remember exactly where I was the moment I saw Janet Jackson's T. So that's going to be in my mind forever. What you say? Favorite all-time halftime Super Bowl?
Well, the performance had changed the direction of the halftime show with the Michael Jackson performance.
Okay.
He just took it to a whole nother level. The actual best Super Bowl halftime performance is Prince, hands down. Only wanna see you. Can I play this guitar? Who knew Prince had God's cell phone number? It's like, Prince is like, I'm going to perform Purple Rain at the end of this thing, and I'm going to need you to make it rain on cue to make this like one of the most incredible performances ever. I don't know, man. I'm a huge Purple Rain fan. That movie, I've written about that movie extensively throughout my career. I mean, just the whole backstory on how he got it made. You got to remember, when Prince got that movie made, he wasn't famous. He wasn't a megastar. Like, he was still pretty much just an R&B urban artist. Like, he wasn't an international superstar yet. And he convinced Warner Brothers to produce a major motion picture, which then helped him to explode into a superstar. And they shot that movie on location in Minneapolis during the middle of winter with a script that he co-wrote. Like, Prince had the number one movie, number one single, and number one album at the same damn time. Like, who's done that?
We always have this debate at the barbershop, all right? Are you team Michael or are you team Prince?
Oh, it's a wrap. Prince.
Prince,
rap.
Prince by a mile? Dude, who they got this year?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. All right, so here's
Jennifer
the thing.
Lopez.
So we have, since we got a bit of a slow movie week for next Friday, we're going to do movies and we're going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
We can break it down. Jennifer better bring it because the Chiefs are going to win.
Are you watching the stateside or are you going to be in London with the elites?
No, I'm coming home. Dude, we haven't been doing Super Bowl 50 years. I'm coming home,
That's
baby.
Right. Okay. That's what I want to hear.
I love London, but I'm coming home.
Where can these people find you? Plug the socials. Plug your handles.
S. Edwards, K is in Kansas, C is in city, everywhere. S. Edwards, KC, everywhere. Or just go to fox4news.com or fox4kc.com. It's all there. Just Google SHAWN Edwards. You Google it.
Look at this guy. You can just Google everything me. There. Just Google me.
Including my alleged affairs and my London lovers.
Sean Edwards, we're going to talk to you about all that next week.
I know, because I got to get back. I got my girl waiting.
Oh, right I know. Now. Hey, listen. Hey, when in London, do as the Londoners do. I understand.
There you go, man. Allie Hung.
KC Morning Show. There There we go. Flicks on Friday. So we got a thumbs up for the gentleman, which I saw. I really liked that one a lot. And I guess now, yeah, I guess
what about
now,
the ladies? Thumbs up for the ladies too. This is 2020.
That's what I was going to say. Thumbs up for the ladies. Did you hear the end of that when Sean clearly was subtly throwing in that he was on a date as he was recording that interview. Did you pick up on that?
Listen, sometimes you got to humble brag, and my guy threw one in.
I think he was at a restaurant. I really do. I can't knock that hustle either. My man, look at Sean go. Got him one of them London gals. Ooh. All right. I tell you.
What are you doing? What? Get off the phone. We're on a damn date here. What are you doing? Come on.
Oh, man. Thanks, Sean. Fox Sports.
It's time for after dinner tea.
Oh, maybe some after dinner ween. Am I right?
Okay. Too far, man. Dude, I mean, Jesus.
There's always that line, and I have to go one step.
After dinner ween. Jeez.
Golly. All right, Pete. Do you want to give them a little bit of a preview? I feel like we know the preview. I feel like we know the only thing we need to worry about from now until Monday.
There's an appetizer of a quintet of. I don't know if that's the right word.
A quintet, you say?
Yeah, minus one. I don't know what the word for it for four is, but there's four basketball games on Saturday. UMKC plays Chicago 12:05. Kansas State next up at 1 p.m. They got West Virginia on ESPN2. Then you have the Missouri Tigers, your Tigs. They play South Carolina 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. Uh-huh. And KU at 3 p.m. on Saturday, Texas Tech, and that's on ESPN. So the local teams are in action. Your little basketball appetizer leading into Super Bowl Sunday. Sporting KC takes on Cincinnati Saturday at noon in a club friendly. So the Sporting is ongoing here.
By the way, speaking of Sporting, our season launch party is February 5th. The whole party taking place at the stadium at Children's Mercy Park. If we, and again, this is me knocking on wood, I'm not saying anything at all, but if the Chiefs end up getting that result that we hope they end up getting, we will end up moving that launch party to the next day on Thursday. But I'm just throwing it out there. Best case scenario, we end up moving this launch date to the next day, the following Thursday. But details are at sportingkc.com.
Today is the Red Kingdom Rally.
Do you like that? How was that? That felt like a professional tease. I'm very proud of myself on that.
Yeah. You are. You should commend yourself for that.
Did Radio Henry like it? What about Radio Henry? Did he think that was professional?
Are you that right at Hartsville? You guys are one of the up and comers there in Kansas City. Of course, they're not as good as Radio Henry, but one day maybe you just keep working at it there, you chubby.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted today.
Red Kingdom Rally today, 5 o'clock. It looks like from Kansas City Live, featuring Tech Nine. Our pal.
Ooh, Tekanina. Our pal. You friends with Tech?
Yeah, no, I don't know. February 1st party. February 1st party, Artie, at the Nelson. It's a celebration of Egypt at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Okay. While the night may not be eternal, you can expect timeless memories of power, beauty, and mystery. What is this description like?
Wow. Well, that's a lot.
I feel like
going
the description is trying to get into my Wednesday wisdom here a little bit here. As you mentioned, Hartsville on Sunday, it's everyone's going to be focused on the Super Bowl in Kansas City. They do have a watch party. It looks like the biggest one at the Kansas City Live block. So that's two events at Kansas City Live. I think no matter what you're doing this weekend, it all kind of just leads into this on Sunday. It's exciting times, and I hope everyone enjoys it. If you have an event we need to know about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
You know what this is, Pete? This is shatter your phone season. That's what this is. Because the last time I was at Power and Light for a Kansas City championship occasion, shattered my phone, and I was not in the minority. So just this is me telling you to put your phone on safety duty. Go buy the case, because again, if we get that result we want, I want phones flying in the air.
That's a little reckless.
Hey, listen, it's been a long time. We have waited so long for this. I don't even care. Phones up. Throw them up in the air.
Follow us on Twitter, KC Morning Show. We're the KC Morning Show on Instagram. I'm coming to you from Miami. Hartzell right now is in the Unlabeled Music Services. Check them out. They have all your music and party entertainment needs. Friday KC Morning Show is presented by Charlie Hustle. And the next time I'll talk to you is, what, Monday from Miami. And then we'll be finally, Hartzell, back together with a regular schedule moving forward. And what'll be the off season on Wednesday? Thank God.
No, you're good. No, you're good. You can stay there if you want. No, you're good. I think I'm fine.
I am coming back, and you know what? I've kind of taken a liking to doing these shows in the nude, and I'll just say that.
Man, I guess that makes two of us then, Pete. All right, my brother. I need you to give me a letter. In fact, no, it's not going to be you this time. I'm going to give you the letter. It's Peter C. Sween. The C, of course, stands for cheese. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Say bye, Pete.
Later.